This is a CBC podcast.
I'm Al-Amin Abdul Mahmoud, and this is a special edition of Commotion because Canada Reads just wrapped up. A new champion has been crowned after 4 days of live debate. Shayla Stonechild brought home the win with this final defense.
A Two-Spirit Journey by Manaya Shikabe with Mary Louisa Plummer is more than just an autobiography. It is a book that is alive and it has a living spirit. Manaya's journey of overcoming systemic oppression, addiction, and trauma while embracing her Two-Spirit identity resonates in profound ways. But the message in this book is universal. Manaya's story is not only about survival, it's about thriving and about finding love for oneself and one's culture and one's community, even in difficult circumstances.
The book is right here. This is the one that I'm holding in my hand. The winner of Canada Reads for 2025 is A Two-Spirit Journey, Manaya Shikabe, written with Mary Louisa Plummer. Manaya is an Ojibwe Cree elder, and this book is a document of her life. There are harrowing stories in this book of racism, of abuse, of homophobia, but there are also beautiful stories of love, hope, and community. It has been literally a couple hours since the final vote, and I'm honored to be joined by the very winners of Canada Reads 2025. Shayla Stonechild is here in the studio. Hey, Shayla, how are you?
Danse. Oh my gosh, I just feel so good that I don't have to think about reading for a little bit after this.
I can see the relief. I can see the relief on your face. And Manaya Shikabe joins us from Thunder Bay. Manaya, welcome to the show.
Hi.
I'm excited. I'm excited that you both are here. I'm excited to talk about this win for both of you. Shayla, I'm going to start with you. What does this win mean for you?
You know, I think this win is, it's not just only my win. It's Manaya's win just as much as it is mine. And I think going into this competition, I wanted to make this moment not about me. And I made it about Manaya's journey. I made it about Two-Spirit people. And I made it about our community and, you know, our country here in Canada and the kindness that we have here. And so that was my intention, was never to make it about me, but to make it about others.
Manaya, you're currently sitting in a studio in Thunder Bay. I can see you. It's been literally, again, a couple hours since this win has happened. What was your reaction when you found out that your book won Canada Reads?
Well, I was jumping out of my seat, in and out of my seat. I'd run the other way when they were doing the debate, and then I would come and sit down. And then finally, I just sat down and watched it and thought, okay, if I don't win, that's okay, no big deal.
Yeah.
At least the book is traveling all over so people can read. Well, that's what I was thinking.
It's more than traveling all over. It won. I mean, before we started recording, you were saying that Shayla is now your new grandchild. And I just thought that was just like a very lovely, lovely kind of reaction.
My little warrior. She's my new grandchild, yeah.
Oh. Tell me about the connection between the two of you, Shayla. What has it been like to sort of have conversations with Manaya?
You know, I didn't know Manaya, surprisingly, before this, but I feel like I've known her already like a piece of my whole life in a way. I feel like reading her journey and her story reminded me of the unconditional love that even my grandparents have had. And my grandpa specifically, like he would give the last $20 from his pocket to me. And like, even though we came from poverty, there was so much love within my family. And that was something that I saw along Manaya's journey and her ability to give to others. It just reminded me of my own grandparents. So, yeah.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I got to say, Shayla, one of the arguments that you made was that this book should win because of the way that it was written. And it was this collaboration between Manaya and a social scientist, Mary Louisa Plummer. Why do you think it was meaningful for you to talk about the way that this book came together as a collaboration?
I think it was important to talk about the collaboration because normally here within Canada, we talk about truth and reconciliation all the time, you know, as a part of the 94 calls to action. And I think people are still wondering how to embody that. And so reading the afterword and finding out that Mary is of European heritage and she was the one that helped Manaya share her story through writing. And so I thought that was a really clear example of what, you know, reconciliation looks like, but also of what collaboration with Indigenous people looks like and how to honor Indigenous ways of storytelling. And she mentions that in the afterword. And so I think seeing that, I was like, okay, I know this book will, I'll have a lot of material to champion because of not only Monet's story, but the collaboration between her and Mary.
Oh, yeah. Monet, mm-hmm. this book has been out for 9 years. That's quite a bit of time for a book to be out, you know, and every year I feel like in a book's life, it takes on a different kind of journey. And then for it to arrive at this point in the journey 9 years later, that's quite something. Tell me about the life that this book has had since you published it.
The life the book had?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, tell me about the ways that this book has kind of, you know, acted out in the world.
I think it helped a lot of people. Mm. And some people would send me messages through email telling me they read my book and they thought it was awesome. Mm. Nobody knew that it was going to be in Canada Reads. I didn't either. So, you know, we just, I was just so happy. And I would listen to the messages I would get, but I always used to pray and say, I hope there's more Native writers, like people my age, tell their stories. They don't have to be a writer, but there's young people that can do the writing for us now. Mm-hmm. We don't have to worry about our language. We have these young people that can do that, like Mary did for my book.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
I always think, when I was younger, before the book, before I wrote, I used to say I was going to write a book, but I never really thought that would ever happen because I had to go to school and graduate, and because every book I used to look at was written by professionals, students, and, you know, people that went to big schools, and I didn't do any of that. Like, I didn't go to a big school or anything. I just pick up and learn.
Well, you didn't just learn. You also wrote a book that just won Canada Reads. I should also say... The idea of you saying, oh, I didn't expect this book would end up on Canada Reads. We should be clear here, Mane. You didn't know what Canada Reads was, you know, until this book got here. tell me about that. I like the idea of you receiving all these emails and reactions to the life of the book. What's the best reaction you've had from a reader?
From a reader, one reader said to me that she was thinking about asking her grandmother to write her story, and she didn't know how to approach it, and that she read my book, and she was so happy that she was going to try and read it to her grandmother.
Oh,
I don't know if she ever did that. So
I hope she did.
I hope she did. She's listening, whoever it is.
Yeah, I hope she emails you back and said, you know, to tell you how that unfolded. We should also say, you know, the title of the book is A Two-Spirit Journey. The subtitle is the autobiography of a lesbian Ojibwe Cree elder. And when you walked into the studio, you're wearing a shirt that says, I can't even think straight. And I had to, like, take a moment to just stop and laugh for a long time, because that's a fantastic shirt. I just love that that's the shirt. You're like, this is the shirt that we are representing the journey with today. I love that.
Yeah, me too. I like it.
Shayla, when I first met you, you talked about how running on Amazing Race Canada, not your jam, did not love that. So, but having said that, you had been on a reality show before. It was just a slightly different vibe than this one. What was it like for you when preparing for Canada Reads? Because we were talking again before we started rolling, and you're like, I prepared. I did 8 hours of preparation a day while we were doing this. That's pretty intense. Tell me about that journey.
Yeah. So for me, I really hyper-focus on certain things in my career, and I knew I had to hyper-focus on this because, like I had mentioned, I wanted to win not just for myself, but for other Two-Spirit people out there and for Monet. And so I didn't take that lightly. After each round of debates that night, I would prepare, I would research, I would go in and read my book. I read my book twice. I read Monet's book twice. Mm. I listened to the audiobook halfway through, and then I had to read all the other books. But each night I would go in and I would, you know, pick out new pieces of information, and I spent 8 hours yesterday from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. dissecting different parts of my book and different parts of Dandelion. And at some point, my brain was literally like so, like I couldn't take any more information at that point. And I'm like, if I don't win this, You know, this is a lot. And learning. Okay. Learning an elder's whole life is not easy.
Yeah, of course.
I literally had to learn like 64 years of her life, which I respect. But, you know, I was afraid that at any point they could call on any period of her life and I would have to
answer to that.
Yeah. And so for me, I literally also dissected everything that happened in her life. Yeah. And so at home, I had pages and pages and... It was intense.
Listen, Mane wrote this book, 9 years ago. It's possible you might know her life better than she does right now.
I think I do. Just kidding.
More than I do now.
Yeah, I know her reflection better than she knows herself.
Mane, I'll give you the last word here. What do you say to somebody who's listening to this and thinking, you know what, I'd like to start writing down my life story. The idea that this book came out, when you were 64, or 65, I should say. That's not a lot of folks, will say, I didn't get a chance to write a book earlier. Maybe I shouldn't do so. But for you, that was the time. That was a time for you to start writing this journey. What do you say to somebody who's thinking, you know what? It's time for me to start.
What would I say? I just hope whoever's going to write their story to really think and maybe talk to someone not outside of you but inside of you that lives there with you. I call that person Great Spirit. It's the Great Spirit who guides us how to behave ourselves and what to do and who we are. I believe in the Great Spirit that guide me to do this, and I just want other people to really sit down and think about what you're going to write and just be honest. That's what I would say, be honest. And for two-spirit people that's out there, I'd like to say to you all that I am so proud and happy for you all to be out there to read a book, any book, grab a book and just read it and start thinking about how to read with your grandmother or your mom to encourage them to write their stories. Like in my age now, I think about the people that I've lost already or the people that's out there that need to listen to to encourage their parents to write a little bit about their history. Because we are losing our language. And we, like I am Cree and Ojibwe. I'm not really trying to say that I would like to see Anishinaabe people write their story, the ones that didn't go to school or anything. I want to encourage them to write their story with their helpers, students. Anybody can do that for them. That's what I want to see. I want that to be noticed.
That's a really beautiful...
Encouraging other Native people to write. Please do that.
That's a really beautiful message and also a really beautiful place to leave it. I also think it's a gentle prod to Shayla to write a book. Shayla, like, come on, man. Now is the time to do this, I feel. Right?
I am signed with an agency. Yeah.
Okay.
They're waiting on my I've just been too busy, honestly.
Busy defending other books? That's fine. We will allow it. Okay.
Exactly.
I want to say thank you to both of you. This has been a delight and a privilege. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so
much.
And
I want to thank Shayla for everything she's done. Gichimigwech.
Oh, thank you, Mane. And I'm excited for Winnipeg. I'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are going to be hanging out in Winnipeg?
Yeah, we have an event at the Canadian Museum of Human Rights.
Thanks for the invite. You know what I mean?
If you're in Winnipeg, you're more than invited.
Yeah, you can come and sit with us.
This is lovely. I appreciate both of you. Thank you again for your time. Thank you for being here. And congratulations again to both of you.
Miigwech.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. A Two-Spirit Journey by Mane Shakabe and Mary Louisa Plummer has won Canada Reads 2025. Shayla Stonechild defended it all the way to the end. You should go read it. My name is Alamin Abdul Mahmoud. You can find episodes of Commotion wherever you get your podcasts. In the meantime, I'll see you soon.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.